Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Monday, and I hope you guys are having a pretty good Monday. We're down here in Louisiana. Keep us in your prayers. We got a few bad storm fronts coming in, and just keep us in your prayers, and that we'll be safe, right? And we know God has it, and it's in His hands. But I came across this devotional called Amazing Grace. To me, Amazing Grace is such a beautiful thing. And the main reading is going to be Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. The scriptural, key scriptural verse here, it is in Ephesians 2, 8. Paul tells us here in Ephesians 2, 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourself, is a gift of God. Pressed into service in the Royal Navy, John Newton was dismissed for insubordination and turned to a career trafficking in slaves. Notorious for cursing and blaspheme, Newton served on a slave ship during the crucial days of the transatlantic slavery, finally working his way up to captain. A dramatic conversion on the high sea set him on the path to grace. He always felt a sense of undeservedness for his new life. He became a rousing evangelistic preacher, eventually a leader in the abolition movement. Newton appeared before Parliament giving irrefutable eyewitness testimony to the horror and the immorality of the slave trade. We also know him as the author of the lyrics to perhaps the best love hymn of all time, Amazing Grace. One of my favorite hymns, oh hymns. Newton described any good in himself as a outworking of God's grace. In doing so, he stands with some of the great heroes, a murderer, adulterer, King David, a coward, the Apostle Peter, a persecutor of the Christians, the Apostle Paul. The same grace is available to all who call upon God." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 says this: "In whom we have redemption through the blood and the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Our life rooted in God's unchanging grace can never be uprooted. I'm going to tell you guys, grace, it was a hard concept for me to get. Why would I deserve grace? Some of the things I've done in my life, and I know this ain't an uncommon testimony. But I don't care where you're at today, whoever's listening to this. I want to tell you, God loves you. His grace abounds. See, the blood that was shed on that cross was the grace and mercy of our holy God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And the blood covers a multitude of sins. You are not too far from the grace of God. Never let the devil trick you and fool you in thinking that you're too far. You're too bad. You don't deserve it. That's just a lie from the pit of hell. And through this devotional, it's just a beautiful devotional, it talked about King David. He was a murderer and adulterer. And of course, with Peter, when time came to confess, he cowered down and denied Christ three times. And of course, Paul, he was a persecutor of the Christians. They weren't beyond grace, and we're not beyond grace. Love you guys. Y'all have a good Monday. And just remember to keep us in y'all's prayers. Thank you. Bye.